You are listening to the Fantastic Podcast.
Welcome to the Fitastic Podcast. I am Mike.
And I am Micah.
We are two big guys looking to get smaller and hoping to take you along with us. Our theme music today is by John Anilio, and you can download it for free at johnanilio.com. We also want to give a shout out today to Jay, a fellow stay-at-home dad, and to Sam, someone I know on Facebook who has lost about 60 to 70 pounds, and I'm really proud of her.
Hello!
So, alright, let's get going. Let's get right into our exercising. How you been doing, Micah?
Well, pretty much lacking this week. I had to get my bike repaired, so I didn't get much miles in. My wheel was seeming out of true, so I took it in. They said it'd be done in a day. It took like 3 days.
So, that sucks.
So I got it back on Monday. And I rode around a little bit. Tuesday, I didn't get to do too much. And then today, I was going to go for a ride, but I went out and started cleaning it and noticed I had worn right through one of my tires. So,
one thing after another.
Yep. So, I ordered some new tires, and those should be in by Friday.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't you have a problem with, your seat where it, went back on you?
That was a few weeks ago. I had adjusted my seat, and apparently I didn't tighten it up well enough. So I'm riding along, and all of a sudden flew up on me in a very uncomfortable way.
Oh, I bet.
So I got that all tightened down. I've actually been having a lot of problems with my seat, though, sliding down. So I finally took some electrical tape and wrapped it around it. That should hold it in place.
Okay.
And then clamped it around the electrical tape.
Yeah. Katrina's seen a lot of usage.
So what about you?
Me. Well, I haven't really been doing any real exercise per se. Like, I haven't get any running done. I did go swimming. I took the family up to East Tawas this past weekend for a little mini vacation. And we walked on the beach, played in the water, swam around a bit. Just had lots of fun. I mean, just being with kids alone, it burns a lot of calories. And then with all three of them at the beach, it's like, oh man, chase here, chase here, chase this one there, run out here.
Yep.
And I did all I can. Like, I would go into the water and I would just move around a lot, just because I know that's a really great way to burn calories. So. Yeah. Kind of made up for the bad eating I did. But we took a long walk. I'd say it was probably everything I read said that the trail was like 5 miles long, but I think it was actually like two, probably maybe a little bit longer, maybe three. But we took the Sandy Hook Trail, and we thought it went back towards a lighthouse. It did not. We thought it went back towards a beach. It did not. Huh. And it just basically dead ended at a little bay, and actually it was a kind of a really sandy and not very deep. We could have walked across the bay to the other island on the other side, but not with the kids.
Yeah, I suppose.
So we just turned around, went back, and on the way back, there was this little kind of side trail. I decided to take it with one of the other kids because we thought it would be quicker. So I get through it, and all of a sudden, I realized there were just bugs everywhere because I went through a little wooded area. And there were so many of those bugs, I could hear their wings flapping. And they were tiny little bugs. And I plowed through them and told my wife, I said, don't take the other kids down here. They're not going to like it. I had Jude with me, and then I had Ben with me in the stroller. And as I'm going through this trail, it was literally pretty much uphill, and it was all beach sand the entire way. and it's like it would go up, it would plane out a little bit, go up again, plane out a little bit, go up again. And my Jew, my 4-year-old is having trouble walking in it. So here I am, dad all alone with a stroller on sand that doesn't work very well, plowing these kids up these hills with one kid on my shoulders.
Well, that is definitely a workout.
Oh, I think I burned almost 500 calories there alone, and it was probably a good quarter mile that I went. Oh, it was tough, and I was trying to do it as fast as I could because I wanted to beat my wife back and tell her that it was a shortcut. So, but yeah, so yeah, I didn't do too. I did pretty well as far as that goes. I did on. On Saturday, I did 13,000 steps, and then wow. On Sunday I did 15,000 steps, and mind you, I wasn't wearing the Fitbit when I was actually, like, in the water and running around, so, you know, you can kind of add, like, another 1,000 to that.
So what exactly is your Fitbit?
Oh, it's just this little body movement tracking device. I clip it onto my pants, and it records my steps. It records all my movements, so like if it knows that if I'm sitting down, but kind of moving a little bit, it'll still record that I'm, you know, burning like maybe 1 calorie every minute or something, or a couple calories a minute. So it knows what kind of activity I'm doing, and it'll give me it has a little flower that grows when you do more activity. So if that flower is down low, you know it's like, oh geez, I'm not doing very well.
Well, now we know how your flower grows.
Yeah, it also records how many miles I've gone, and it does all that, and it really gives me a good idea of how active I'm being and how many calories I burn. So, and this morning I got on Fitbit, I got a badge that said that I've walked 1,000 miles.
Wow.
And that's since I got the Fitbit back in December, and there's been a few days where I like didn't wear it, where I, you know, lost out on a few miles, but no, for the most part, I pretty much wear it all the time. I have a wristband, and I wear it when I go to bed, and it also tracks my sleeping.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it'll tell me if I've had a restless sleep or not. Yeah. So I'm pretty happy about the 1,000 miles. I'm hoping I can kind of step it up and hit 2,000 by the end of the year.
Yeah, sounds like you should be able to at least get close to it.
Well, I figured out in order to do it, I think I have to do about 8 miles a day. Now, I'm going on vacation next week, so I'll probably be able to hit more than 8 miles a day. But now we'll see. I hope I can really do it. Oh. So, how'd your...
Well, I was going to say, with my biking, I forgot to mention, I've gotten about 180 miles in already for the month.
180, wow.
And I only have 3.1 miles to go to hit my 500-mile goal for the year. And then my bike broke.
Oh, there you go. Wow, 500 miles for the year, wow.
You know, last year, I only ended up doing about 50 miles the entire year.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I've definitely gotten a bit over that. My goal for next year is going to be 2,400 miles.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, all right, I guess we should move into the food. So I didn't eat very well. When you're on vacation, you tend to do that. Snacks, little stuff here or there. Last week, my mom made some cookies, and I ate some. And then the next day, my kid got upset because all the cookies were gone. Not because I ate them all. although I did help, but he was upset because nobody saved him a cookie. So I made some cookies, and then I ate some more cookies.
Problem with that.
Yep. And then on Saturday morning, I picked up like 6 donuts, and five or 6 donuts. I figured, okay, one for each person. And I had a donut, my kids have a donut, my wife had a donut, and then once we got to the cabin we were staying at for the night, my mom had been there, she rented the cabin, and she was leaving that day, and we were just kind of taking it over for the night, and she had left a big box of donuts. It was like, supposed to be a baker's dozen donuts, and there was about half of them were left, and I ate four. So,
well, I completely understand that.
But I also didn't have lunch, so I was really hungry, and I just went crazy. And they weren't even that great. I mean, they were like, I think, probably 3 days old.
Isn't that the worst part of it, though, is the fact that when you do something like that, they never end up being what you really wanted?
No, it really wasn't. I completely regret it. Each time I took a bite out of it, it was like, oh, man, all the glazing kind of melted off of it. Well, I'll just finish this off. Maybe the next one will have more glaze.
Exactly.
And they didn't.
No.
Oh, well.
You know, it felt good for a moment, but then afterwards, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
At least if you're going to do that, have the fresh donuts, right?
Exactly. I mean, the donut I had that morning was amazing. Now, it was fresh.
Do you think if you would have eaten lunch that you would have eaten the donuts?
Probably not.
You'd just get to a point where you were too hungry?
Oh, yeah, I think that's what it was. I had, on the way up, East Tawas is about... I want to say about 3 hours, 2.5 hours drive up there from where I am. And we left at 12 o'clock. So I ate my donut at like 8 or 9. So I was really hungry. I ended up eating an apple on the way. So I was like, I'm doing good. Just an apple. But by the time we got there, it was like, I got to have something. Oh, look, donuts.
Yep.
So, and it ended up becoming that was my lunch. I didn't eat anything else after that. Well, maybe some chips. I think I had some chips, too. Ugh. The chips always make you feel gross after eating them. I still love them. But, yeah, I probably ate for lunch and then combined with those chips probably almost 1,500 calories.
Wow.
More. Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, donuts are bad. I mean, donuts, most donuts are like 3,000 calories. Sorry, 300 calories. Not 3,000.
My brain is warped. I was about to say.
No, my brain is warped today. I think I'm coming down with something, but I think it's just my the dust in the air right now because it's been kind of dry the past few days. And it's like, now I'm getting ready for this vacation, and my wife works, so I'm doing a lot of this, you know, cleaning and the extra cleaning, the laundry, and the, you know, tomorrow I'll have to do all the packing, so.
Yeah.
Stressful. But yesterday, I went to the farmer's market, and had a really good selection on everything there. So picked up a lot of fruit and some veggies for the trip. So that way we had some fruit and veggies to eat on the way instead of chips and crackers and chocolate and candy bars and stuff.
So you planned ahead?
Planned ahead, yep. I got a nice watermelon. I'm going to chop that up, put it in a container. And then we also got some pineapple, but not from the farmer's market, that we're going to use. I picked up some lettuce, but we left it out and it went bad the next day. I was a little disappointed with that. I also got some corn for dinner last night, and I was cooking it on the grill, and I cooked it for too long and burnt it. And that was a disappointment because that corn, the guy, I bought corn from him 2 weeks ago, and it was just the best corn I've had. Really sweet. And he told me that this batch that I had just bought was 10 times better than the last batch. I never got to eat it.
That can be definitely disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some interesting food challenges. So we had to go visit my in-laws. They live about 2-3 hours away. So we went out there, and dinner was going to be Subway. I'm like, perfect. Mm-hmm. I can track for Subway, not an issue, so I tracked for it.
Oh, yeah.
So that morning for breakfast, I had a little bit larger breakfast than I normally would have, and then we were going to be out for lunch, so we went ahead and ate out, and I had a good-sized lunch because I already tracked for dinner.
Yeah.
Well, we get there, and my sister-in-law loves to bake, and she can bake very good. So first off, there was baked treats, and there was candy and nuts and everything out, and I was doing really well, you know. And then I found out she was making wings. It's my wife's great-grandmother's recipe for wings, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
The way I know they're amazing, because I had quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
I also had the Subway, and I also had the desserts.
Yeah.
And I also had some candy, and I had some nuts, and, you know, from...
Free day.
Yeah, well, for me, it was more so I was stressed, and I was stressed eating. And it's something I've always had to kind of deal with. You know, when you're feeling that way, food seems like a really good option. Because when you're eating that food, you feel amazing during that few moments that you're eating the food.
Yeah.
And so I was looking towards that instead of the long term. So I get points, obviously, on Weight Watchers.
Yes.
I get 60 points a day. And then you get 49 weekly extras that you can use any ways you want if you want to. And then you also get activity points.
Okay.
I always use my activity points before the weekly. That day I used, I think it was 75 points.
Oh, jeez.
So I went over by 15 points that day.
Well, at least you tracked it.
You know, that's the thing. I track no matter what, no matter how bad the day is going, I track it. Because if you don't, who are you cheating? You're cheating yourself. The scale's going to know.
Exactly.
You can't lie to the scale.
Yeah.
So I figure I track it, I take accountability for it, and I move on. And, you know, I ate out a little bit more than I should have this week, had some Jimmy John's, which is pretty good stuff. And with my bike being broken, I really didn't get the exercise I needed. So I actually weighed in today, and I wasn't up. I was down 0.6. So
that's the same.
Yeah, for me, I count that as a maintain. You know,
I was just going to say, I consider that a maintain.
If it's under a pound, it's really a maintain for me.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy with that, though, because...
That's success.
I made bad choices, but I still survived. I also made good choices.
Exactly. But you know, I think you asked me the same thing last week. Did you eat more than you... Or did you eat about as much as you would have, you know, 3 years ago? You know, you probably would have been even crazier.
Yeah, I ate more than I usually do. I will say that. Mm-hmm. I felt so stuffed afterwards. And what I noticed was the most interesting is I did not enjoy it. Maybe you had the same situation, but when I wasn't dieting, I wasn't, you know, living a healthier lifestyle, I loved the feeling of being full.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It sickens me now.
Yeah.
Like, I literally feel sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had that actually. I can't believe I didn't bring that up with the cookies. That happened to me. When after I had eaten, kind of like went a little crazy on the cookies, I actually got sick and threw up. And I didn't want to. It's not like I was like, I gotta go throw up. It was just like, oh my gosh, I feel so sick. And then all of a sudden it was just coming up. And it's just, I'm not used to that. It's too much sugar, too much, you know, butter.
Yep.
Just all that stuff I'm not used to getting anymore. And my body was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing? Yeah. Get this out.
Did I ever tell you about when the last time I went to Taco Bell?
Mm-hmm.
I love Taco Bell. I mean, I love Taco Bell. Two bean burritos and a seven layer. That's my order.
Oh, mine's more than that. Well, that used to be.
Well, that's what I would order when my wife was around. Sometimes I'd order more.
I would do, you know, I would get like the two chalupa meal or whatever, and then I would get an extra soft taco, and then I would get the beefy five layer.
Well,
that beefy five layer is the perfect little add-on. Oh my gosh.
Well, for me, I'd order that. I loved bean burritos since I was a kid. So the last time we went was about a month or two ago, and I took one bite of that burrito and I spit it out. It was so utterly disgusting.
Oh, wow.
My taste buds since being on Weight Watchers has changed so drastically.
That's good.
I did not even enjoy it. I was like, oh, this will be a nice little treat, you know, something different. Nope. I spit it out and went to Subway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting how your, you know, it changes.
It definitely is there. I have actually haven't been back to Taco Bell in a long time, so not that I want to.
So how are things going with Lose It?
I went to, I mentioned before that I went to Tennessee, and I didn't really log then. When I came back, I logged a little bit here or there, and then I went on up north. And then I didn't log then either. And it's just, I just can't get back into it. Like, it's like, oh my gosh. But today I went in and I created my next challenge for September, which will be another login challenge to keep myself motivated to continue to log. And I always like to do little funny names for my challenges. Like my August one is August Summer's Almost Over Log Everything Challenge. And then September school's back and I can finally have alone time log it all challenge. So I created my September. I got 40 people on that so far, and I haven't even really advertised it at all. But my August challenge, it hit 653 people.
Wow.
Yes. So it's like I put up there and I say, oh, I'm doing so bad, and I've got a bunch of people that are like, oh, come on, Mike, you can do it. Come on, let's do it. There's a bunch of people. There's one woman who every morning she wakes up and she posts, "Good morning, everybody." And then at the end of the night, she says, "I'm all logged in." It's all the posts are there every day this entire month.
You know, one thing I do, there's Weight Watchers I have to track, is I actually pre-track my day. So I'll go in and I will put what I call placeholders. I know I want to use X amount of points generally for dinner. So I have those marked already. And then after dinner, I go back and actually input it.
I actually used to do that, and I need to start doing it again because it worked, and I was losing weight back when I used to do that. And I can they allow me to go in and they allow me to go in and add in my meals for 3 days later. Like I can add future days as well. So that's what I need to do. I'm just have to be extra careful in New Jersey.
Why don't we
We
make that
leave.
your challenge for this week? Log
Log
every
every
day.
log. All right, I'll do that. That'll be my All right, I'll do it. Log every day.
Perfect. I think, like you said, it's going to definitely help you in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. And it's I got yeah, we're going to New Jersey on Friday. So I'm gonna be sitting in the car for 12 hours. And so for that day, I think I can probably consider my steps to be at about 2,000 to 3,000. Any steps I get will be packing up the car, and that'll be about it. And actually, I'm hoping to have the car packed up Thursday, so I can just wake up and then, get the kids ready, have breakfast, and get out the door and all that stuff. So, but my plan is to run every day while I'm there, mainly because I know I'm gonna be eating bad. I mean, you're going to New Jersey, you gotta have pizza. I guess I don't have to have it, but I want to have at least one piece, And I
So,
don't want. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, so you want to have your pizza.
Yeah, I want to have the pizza. I get it one time a year. I get New Jersey pizza one time a year.
So what could you do to help you keep it in portion control?
I'll eat one slice because their slices are huge.
Well, what's in other words, what are you gonna what some ideas to help you only eat that one slice?
Gosh, I don't know. Got
Now, do
any
you
ideas?
typically eat it at the restaurant or bring it home?
Usually, actually, when we make the trip out, when we actually get to my wife's grandparents' house, they have a pizza waiting for us
Okay. So
because
let
they
me.
know we've been on the road and that.
And so you probably go up, grab yourself a slice, maybe sit down around the box, at the table and chat and everything.
Actually, it's exactly what we do. We usually sit around the table
Take that.
with the box right there.
Here's what, try this. Take that box and put it over somewhere else. So you have to physically get up and grab that pizza. And when you get up, you're going to start thinking, do I really want this piece? Close the box, put it over in the corner somewhere. And tell your wife or tell, this is good for anybody. Tell somebody what your plan is. When I go out for dinner, we had pizza tonight, actually.
Yeah.
We have an amazing place here in town, Uno's. And we went there, and I told my wife exactly how many pieces I was going to have.
And
she, you know, I was almost reaching for another piece, and she said, you know, are you sure you want to do that? So it's one thing that's always good is to share your goals and your plan.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually thinking about telling my wife's grandparents, don't bother getting the pizza. You know, not the one, not that one. You know, not the one after I've been driving for 12 hours and, you know, I'm just dying to eat as much as possible. You know, because I'm still going to get my calories while I'm eating. And I need to drop them down a little bit because I'm not going to get any activity. So, you know, I'm just going to probably tell them, don't worry about having a pizza for us when we get there. It's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning when we get there anyways. And, you know, let's just have some, you know, maybe some fruit ready for us. That way I can eat light and then go to bed.
That's a great option.
So, yeah, I'll get my pizza for lunch.
So any news on a bike for you?
Well, I actually have some really good news. So while I'm in New Jersey, I have a there's a fellow stay-at-home dad that I met through the group. He says that he has a bike that he was willing to donate to me.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and he said as long as I have a way of getting it back to Michigan, I can have it. So I was talking to my wife, and she said if we have to, we'll buy ourselves a bike carrier. And if we don't have the money for the bike carrier, well, we have a rack on the top of our car and some straps.
Well,
so.
I know one other way you get it home.
Yeah,
you just pedal it.
See, 12 hours by car would probably take a month.
there you go. So we will be back in a month.
now, mind you, Pennsylvania is pretty much all mountains the entire way through.
So I've actually been to Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh area.
Pennsylvania is not a fun drive because we literally drive from mile one to mile like 400 and something or whatever it is. It's one tough drive.
Yep.
And it takes, I mean, that's pretty much the entire trip is mostly there in Pennsylvania. Once we get out of Pennsylvania, it's like an hour, not even, before we get into the town we're going to in New Jersey.
You know what my biggest difficulty is with those long car drives? Hmm. It's two things. One, energy drinks. And two,
yes,
candy.
Yep.
Because I eat candy to stay awake, and I drink the energy drink to stay awake. And then I drink another energy to stay awake, and then I have more candy. It's just an endless cycle.
Yeah, I always felt like I always had a snack. I'd have like a big thing of the chocolatey Chex Mix things, and
for me it was gummy worms.
Mm. Well, those are good. So that'd be good because it keeps your ears from popping from the chewing.
It gives your mouth something to do, but obviously not a very good choice. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, actually, I went to. We went to Costco to buy snacks and other stuff because we still got to think about the kids.
Right.
We got Sun chips. Now those are still a little high in sodium, but they're a little bit better than, you know, other chips. And I actually don't like Sun chips except for one flavor, and that box only has a couple of that one flavor, so I'm not gonna go crazy on them.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yep. I did buy some jerky, but the calories are kind of low.
Yeah, jerky is a great choice. It's all protein too.
Exactly. That's, you know, I know that's one of the things I'm gonna need. And then I bought a 4-pack of the of gum, and it's the big like kind of car size container gum.
Yeah.
So if I'm, you know, I'll just pop in a piece of gum. When the flavor's gone on that, I'll spit it out and pop in another piece.
There you go.
And it's sugar free, zero calories, all that stuff. So.
All right, and moving along, one of the things we actually wanted to talk about this week was self-image, you know, body image, those type of things.
Yep.
Have you ever, I know for myself, I've experienced times where it's definitely affected my life. I imagine you have as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have, up until probably the last 2 years, I have literally had no sense of self-worth at all. I've always kind of hated myself. And just going through school, I grew up in a prominently black area and was always being picked on because I was one of the few white people in the school. I liked country music, and then I was also overweight, and it didn't, it just got worse. And then eventually I left that area, and then I got into an all white school, and well, guess what? People still made fun of me for my weight, you know?
It's an interesting thing too, because I was teased as well when I went to school for my weight and other things. And, you know, the more they tease you about the weight, the worse you feel. So the worse you feel, the more you eat. The more you eat, the more weight you gain. The more weight you gain, the more...
Exactly, the worse it gets. And then the older you get and the meaner kids get, the worse it continues to get. And by the time, like in my case, by the time I graduate high school, you know, I'm almost 300 pounds. And it's just, it's terrible.
You know what, for me, the worst part of it's been is that teasing has stopped. You know, adults don't pick on me. You know, they don't come over and make fun of me. But in my mind, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing that the self-image has done for me, like it's a negative for me, is it keeps me from making friends because all I see is the big fat guy. And so I figure that they're just like those kids in school, and that's all they're going to see.
Yeah. I've always been, to me, when I've always thought about being the fat kid, is it can go two ways. Either everyone's going to make fun of you, and then you're going to take it real bad, and you're going to get worse, or you're going to be that kid that everybody loves because he's fat, and he makes fun of himself, and... You know, he embraces it. And the jolly fat man, exactly. And I hate the jolly fat man. No offense to Santa.
You know why? Because nobody's really jolly.
Exactly. No, I know that for a fact. And I've watched seasons of Biggest Loser where there are some of those guys on there. And they're like, oh, I was always the life of the party. Everybody loved me. I never had any problem with my weight. And then it's like later on they find out it's like I've always hated myself and nobody's never truly liked me. And that's how it always is. And I've seen a lot of those kids in high school and I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you just making fun of yourself like this? You know, meanwhile, I'm sitting there going, well, I guess I'm not much better because I'm an idiot and I don't, you know, I can't control myself. And
you know, for me, I even found as a stay-at-home dad that it affected me being able to do things with my son because I didn't want to go out in public with him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being over 400 pounds, people notice you.
Yeah.
And they hear you breathing, the heavy breathing, and, you know, just everything. And all I saw myself is that everybody hates the fat man. And you know what? It's not true.
They do.
But, you know what? It's not true.
Yeah.
The kids who pick on you, things like that, they do it because they don't want to acknowledge their own faults.
Exactly.
And as adults, you know, people tend to deal with that better. They're too wrapped up in themselves to care anything about you.
Yeah, exactly.
In the sense that, you know, they have all their own problems. They don't care that you're overweight, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And like I said last week, my, you know, the biggest problem with me ever getting into running was, what are people going to think of me? What are people going to think of me? Oh, they're going to see this fat guy running. Run, fat boy, run, you know, that whole thing. But in the end, I just had to get it into my mind. No, they're going to be proud of you. They are going to, you know, if they even notice you at all, they're going
to
say.
I had the same issue at the gym. We have a 24-hour gym here that I belong to. I usually do it for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would only go in there after 11 o'clock at night because nobody would pretty much be there.
Exactly.
And finally, I actually one time went in during the day when it was packed. I got on one of the machines, worked out, and you know what? Nobody noticed me.
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't care. If anything, you know, one time I did have somebody say something to me, and it was a positive. They say, you know, I've seen you here. You know, you're a big motivation. And I think, and I'm taking it that they meant that in a good way.
No, yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
That's great.
For the most part, they don't care. And I think that we put that negative self-image on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah, we don't have to be the jolly fat guy, but we can still accept ourselves for who we are.
Yeah.
While striving to change.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, even when I was a kid, my mom was always overweight. And she would, I would get picked on because of her.
Yeah, my mom was bedridden with her weight. She was always 700 up to 800 pounds. And so when people would find that out, obviously the ridicule would be out there. And eventually I stopped inviting people over. And so I stopped having friends. And, you know, again, it stopped me from socializing with people because all they see is fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Now, you've lost quite a bit of weight yourself, and I know I have. Mm-hmm. When you look in the mirror, though, who do you see? Do you see the person you are now or the person you were?
I actually see the person I've always wanted to be. Like, I see myself in the mirror and I'm like, man, I'm looking good. This is, you know, this is kind of what I always pictured that I look like. In my mind, I see what I thought I saw before. You know, like when I was overweight, I would look at myself and I would just be like, eh, whatever. Just kind of ignore that I was fat. And now that I'm looking at myself, I'm like, oh, man, I was big, but look at me now, you know?
Mm-hmm. For me, though, it's I actually am the opposite. Like, I still see myself as a, you know, 440, you know, almost 450-pound man. You know, when I'm even I look in the mirror, I still see that. When I'm walking through stores, you know, I'm walking through a Gap, and I have to see if I'm going to fit, and I have plenty of room.
Yeah,
but I still see that same self-image that I am still that 450-pound person.
You know, I think to me it's not about seeing myself. It's when I don't see myself where I start to think that I am still big. Like, I'll look down and I'll be like, oh my gosh, my belly's still big. Or I'll be walking down the street and think, oh my gosh, these people are just, they think I'm a fat guy, but they don't know that I've lost tons of weight.
Exactly.
So, yep. So I think we got a health tip this week. I'd say most people don't realize how many calories they eat in a day. Start writing down what you eat, either in a phone app or by hand. You will be shocked by the number, whether it is high or low. If you eat more than you burn, you will keep gaining. If you eat too little, your body goes into starvation mode and will store all the extra fat, causing a stop in weight loss. It is also important to eat meals at the same time every day and have a decent-sized breakfast every morning to maximize your metabolism. And that salad that you get at the restaurant thinking it's good for you, it has way more calories than you think.
Oh, yeah. You know, the way I always talk about this is, imagine you have a wood-burning furnace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have too many logs. You can't get to that fireplace, right? You can't really burn all those logs.
Yeah.
Okay, now imagine you only have 3 logs to get you through the day. You're going to be mm-hmm. really careful when you burn those 3 logs. You're going to keep them and store them.
Yeah.
But if you have, you know, an ample supply but not too many, you're just going to keep burning throughout the day and never be overcrowded or undercrowded. And that's exactly how your body works.
Okay. Huh.
You got to feed the furnace properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that I'm reading this, this tip I wrote, I actually wrote this tip back in January. And I'm seeing the mindset where I was when I first wrote it, and I am doing the opposite of this right now. I am not eating what I should. I'm not eating enough. Basically what happened is I got to that point where I wasn't losing some, so I would lower my calories down and then I would lower them down again. And I'm staying within 2000, and that's too low. So like all the projections I see say about 25 to 26 and closer to 3000. So I think I need to start doing that. And when I burn calories, I don't go through and eat my extras. So I think maybe I should start doing that. Maybe I'll actually start seeing some weight loss.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So it's now that I'm reading this, I'm feeling a little guilty. It's like, oh, crap. It's so easy to do that, to just fall into the, well, I'll just lower them. I'll just lower them. I'll just lower them. So, yeah.
Yeah, I actually know a guy who did that. He was on Weight Watchers, and he lowered his points drastically. He was supposed to get, you know, around 65, and he was eating about 20.
Ooh, and no, that's bad.
He could not lose. He would actually have gained sometimes.
Yeah.
Because everything he was eating, his body was keeping.
Yep. Jeez, that's what I got. I'm actually glad I read this, because now I can see where I need to go back into. Think about.
Well, I think that about wraps it up for us today.
Yeah. Yep.
As usual, we went a little over.
Yeah, just a little bit. So what... we actually never got to talk about our bike trip, but we both of us are doing, we're doing a bike tour. We're going to, in Wisconsin, of Wisconsin's Door County.
The Upper Peninsula.
Upper Peninsula, yep. And we are both trying to take donations to help fund the trip. So, Micah, what, do you know what your link is?
Yes, it's GoFundMe, one word, .com/BigBonedBiker.
Okay, and for if you would wish to donate to me, I am GoFundMe.com/StarMode6, and that's star, S-T-A-R, mode, M-O-D-E, and then the spelled out 6, S-I-X. Sorry if that's a little too confusing. So, yep, and we actually are on Twitter now, so you can follow us at Fitastic Podcast. And on Facebook, facebook.com/FitTasticPodcast. And
you can find my blog at bigbonedbiker.wordpress.com.
And I am at raising4kids.blogspot.com. And I am also on Twitter, and I am StarMode6, and that is also spelled out S-I-X.
And I'm not a bird, so I don't tweet.
I just like to tweet myself all the time, or tweet all the time. Oops. So I think that wraps it up for the day.
Everybody stay fitastic.
Thank you. Bye.
Cut.